Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are Ketchikan artist Donald Varnell. Welcome, Donald.
Howdy.
And Jackie Manning, who's the curator of exhibits over at the State Library Archives and Museum. Welcome, Jackie.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Donald, you have an exhibit opening over at the APK this first Friday, and you'll also be giving an author's talk. Based on what I know about you, you're a wood carver and a bark weaver, and this exhibit is mostly drawing, so it appears that you're multi-talented.
Apparently.
Can you tell us a bit about how you became the artist that you are? Who were some of your mentors?
Well, everybody has a choice, but I grew up with a lot of pretty amazing artists. And I think the question, I talk about this with my buddy Steve Jackson too. We both grew up with amazing people and creative people. And so the question was never, we went off and did all these other jobs. But the question wasn't if you're going to be an artist, it's just when. And that happened about 20 years ago, I guess. And that's really funny what you said, bark weaving. It sounded like a dog barking and weaving it.
Cedar bark weaving is what I understand it to be, which I would love to ask you more about that because I understand that you learned this art from the women in your family.
Well, like I was just telling Jackie, I can't claim to know too much about it. Otherwise, I'll get scolded by the women in my family. my sisters, myself, and my cousins, we all grew up with, of course, Selena Paratovich and Dolores Churchill. And, we learned how to, harvest bark and to weave. And my little sister and I used to weave baskets and then spend the money to go buy snowboards. And bicycles.
It's very Alaska.
Yeah.
The upcoming exhibit opening at the State Museum this Friday is called Crybabies. What made you call it that?
This is funny. So I went home. Well, I told Jackie, she's like, what's the name of the exhibit? I said, Crybabies. And she's like, why would you name it that? I'm like, I'm just thinking about it. And so I went home and I contacted a few of my artist friends who are in the exhibit and the inspirations. And I said, and they said, well, what's the name of the exhibit? And I said, Crybabies. And then they said, are you talking about me? And I kind of knew that that would happen. So that feeling of like, you're not accusing anybody of anything, but just to say it, people immediately go, is that about me? And so I thought that was interesting.
We have a couple of photographs of your work on our website, ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. This one here, I don't see a title on it, but could you tell us a little bit about what we're seeing? It's a mask.
It's called Zu. X-U-U-X, Zu. That means slick. Everything I do is slick. It's a raven.
It's a raven?
Yeah.
And that one's courtesy of Sea Alaska Heritage Institute.
Yeah.
It's going to be in the exhibit. So that's on loan from them. So we appreciate that.
I like it. And I think we have one more here. This one here.
that's a long story.
Well, tell us a little bit about what we're looking at. I got time.
A number of years ago, Tommy Joseph introduced me to a woman named Kippy, I believe it was her name, and I think she lives in Philadelphia, and she's passed away by now. She was like 90, and he wanted me to do this fabric workshop or a fashion workshop with them, and it was all paid for. It was a residency. I talked to her a few times, but I just wasn't in the mindset to do it. I was working on some other pieces. And then I think it was like a year or two later, I was talking to Tommy, and he had told me that she had passed away. because I was, I'm like, okay, now that I'm finished with these jobs, I can kind of focus on this if they still want me there. And I never get a chance to do it. But that piece, at the time, I don't want to say anybody's names, but I think there's a lot of artists that just get away with throwing a Raven design or Eagle design on a scarf or on a shirt. And there's a fashion show over it. And everybody seems to be jumping up and down about it, but I thought that was boring. And so I went to, I designed fashion.
So is this?
Yeah, that's a dress.
It's a dress?
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Yeah, it's pretty beautiful, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Again, you can
and
see.
And it was it's my ex-girlfriend's bottom.
Nice. You can see these images at kto.org/JunoAfternoon if you'd like to, a little sneak peek of the exhibit opening at the Alaska State Museum this first Friday, February 1st, starting at 4:30. You'll also be giving the artist talk at 6 p.m. on Friday. What will you be covering in your talk?
Well, I don't know. We were just discussing that.
Well, I'd love to just also say, Donnie, along with his show, we also asked him to curate a show from the collection, and he also included a couple friends that are inspirations of his. And the works he selected are in this exhibit adjacent to his show, and it's called The Inspirations. And there's in there is a Jim Schopert very large 16-foot panel, an Alvin Amosin, Lena Amosin Burns, Nathan Jackson, Jackson Pollock, Dolores Churchill, and Selena Pradovich, and a few other pieces. So having these two shows adjacent to each other, the works that have inspired Donnie and then Donnie's own show, I think is something that is a really wonderful opportunity that we
so
have
amazing.
At the museum, and yeah. We're so happy that he took
that
the
Schopert,
time to come here.
That Schopert on the wall is this.
Tell us about it.
I don't know too much about it, but I walk by with my peripherals. I'm like, holy crap, that's amazing.
It's very
he's
large.
Master of color. The guy was just incredible. Can I say crap on the radio?
Too late now. The inspirations, that sounds terrific. Would you like to talk about another piece that you chose to be included in that one?
Oh, yeah. There was a doll that my dad sent me. We lived in Bethel, Alaska. We moved up there in 1980. And he would collect these Yupik dolls. And about a year ago, he sent me a package and then this beautiful old woman doll. And it mm-hmm. still had the silver hand on it from 1988. and I just kept that in my studio. I'd reposition it throughout the room. And like it was always looking at me like when I was a kid. And I donated that to the museum, and it's a nice home, so I don't destroy it.
And that greets you as you walk into your show.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. Well, Donald Vernell.
I forget her name.
The doll has a name?
No, the artist.
Yeah.
She was like 90 when she made it, too.
Hmm.
You know, I asked the Spark, I think it is Michelle Spark. I think she works over here at the Sea Alaska. And she knew who she was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's a card.
Yeah.
A plaque. Yeah. Well, Donald Vernell, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.
Jackie as well. Is there anything else you want to mention that's going on at the APK?
We still have up Amy Meisner's solo exhibit through for another week through February 9th. So if you haven't had a chance to see that exhibit, please come. First Friday, of course, is always free. And the reception is sponsored by the Friends of the Alaska State Library Archives and Museum.
Terrific. Donald, it's been a real pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
I wish we had more time, and I feel like you've got a lot to impart, so thanks for being here. And
if we had more time, we'd cause more trouble.
congratulations on the exhibit
thank
again,
you.
And looking forward to hearing the talk tomorrow night. And Jackie, thank you for being here, as always.